Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth segment in Halachos and Ideas of the Seder. We've discussed the first cup, and now I just want to discuss some of the halachic aspects of the following steps of the Seder. Why do we wash before Karpas? Many people don't realize that the reason we wash before Karpas would follow the rest of the year. The same way when we wash before eating bread, it's because of a rabbinic injunction having to do with purity and impurity and truma. We won't get into all the details now. There's also a difference of opinion if every time a person has a handheld food that is wet, that is currently wet with, among other things, water, there are opinions whether or not a person needs to wash before eating that food. This is not only a question at the Seder. This is a question if you're eating an apple that you washed off and didn't dry on a Tuesday afternoon year-round. So because there are two different opinions, the halacha year-round is one should wash one's hands, netilas yadayim, like one would do for bread. And like many circumstances where we have different opinions in halacha, we do it, but because there's an opinion that holds we don't need to do it, we refrain from making a bracha. And that's exactly what's going on at the Seder when we take our celery or whatever else we use for karpas and dip it in salt water. Before we do that, we wash our hands without making a bracha. I just want to mention the same way that when we wash our hands for bread, once we've washed, we would not speak about things not related to the hamotzi until we actually make the hamotzi and eat the bread. So too at the Seder, even though we haven't made a bracha of netilas yodayim, we should not speak unless it relates to something immediately pertaining to what we're about to do until we have the hadama of the karpas. One thing to keep in mind. We move forward to karpas. Why is it that we have karpas in the first place? The most basic answer for why we have karpas, the dipping of the vegetable in the salt water, is an answer the Gemara gives in many places at the Seder. Bichdei sheyishalu atinokos. We want our young children to realize that different things are going on. They're used to sitting down at a yomtiv meal, making kiddush, washing their hands, and having hamotzi. And all of a sudden, you made kiddush, you wash your hands, and now you're dipping vegetables. What's going on? We want them to notice that this is a unique night. We'll speak about that later in the series, God willing. There is, of course, a famous symbolism that we dip the vegetables in the salt water to remind of the tears of the Jewish experience in Egypt. A good thing to keep in mind during Karpas is we have a doubt in halacha at Maror, far later in the Seder, if we should be making a bracha of Borei Pri Adama at that juncture or not. We've already had matzah. We've made a hamotzi. Normally, once you make hamotzi, the hamotzi covers other foods eaten during the meal. The only thing is, when we have the maror subsequent to the hamotzi, it's really not being eaten as a filler or as a pleasant taste. It's being eaten as a separate mitzvah, and it could very well be it's not covered by the hamotzi. On the other hand, it's very much connected to what we're making the hamotzi on. It's the Seder. It might make very much sense to be included in the hamotzi. We have a doubt about it. And since we have a doubt about it, the accepted practice is when we make the hadama on the karpas to have in mind that that bracha of hadama covers the mara that we'll have later on. For that reason, when we eat the karpas, we should actually eat less than a kezias. We should just eat a small amount of the karpas, just like a bite, because we don't want to have any questions about making an after bracha on the karpas. Once we've made an after bracha on the karpas, the hadama made before the karpas is certainly not going to cover the maror anymore. Therefore, to circumvent the whole issue, we have maror in mind when we make the hadama on the karpas. We eat just a bite, we eat less than a kezias, and therefore there's no need to make an after bracha. Bottom line, if someone didn't have the maror in mind when they made the hadama, you still don't make a hadama when you eat the maror. And if someone did eat more than a kezias when they eat the karpas, you still don't make an after bracha on the karpas. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.